Pennsylvania regulators raise youth gambling concerns over prediction markets. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board has urged federal regulators to tighten oversight of prediction markets, arguing that some platforms are operating as unregulated sportsbooks while exposing younger users to gambling-related harm. The comments were submitted to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission ahead of proposed federal regulations on prediction markets. In a letter sent to CFTC Secretary Christopher Kirkpatrick, PGCB Executive Director Kevin O'Toole said designated contract markets were effectively offering sports wagering products outside the framework of state gambling laws. O'Toole argued that prediction market operators were blurring the line between financial contracts and sports betting, warning that the expansion of these products had moved far beyond their original scope. The letter referenced contracts tied not only to sporting events but also political and entertainment outcomes, including celebrity appearances and television competitions. Concerns focus on younger users. The bulk of the PGCB's submission centered on underage gambling and the impact of prediction markets on younger participants. O'Toole said gambling addiction studies consistently show higher rates of harm among younger sports bettors, adding that prediction market platforms lack sufficient barriers to entry. The letter cited concerns that some platforms market themselves as peer-to-peer systems rather than traditional sportsbooks, potentially making gambling-style activity appear less risky to inexperienced users. Pennsylvania regulators also referenced reports describing prediction markets as particularly attractive to younger audiences because of their simplicity and accessibility. Regulatory debate continues. The comments add to growing pressure on federal regulators as prediction markets continue expanding into areas traditionally associated with sports betting and gambling. Pennsylvania has maintained that contracts tied to sports outcomes constitute sports wagering under state law, placing them within the regulatory scope of licensed gaming operators rather than federal commodities oversight alone. The PGCB said that even if federal regulators possess the authority to allow such markets, broader public interest concerns should still be considered, particularly where younger users are involved. The debate comes as regulators, lawmakers, and gambling operators across the United States continue to clash over how prediction markets should be classified and supervised.